Now, your first game for Gloucester was in Wales, and I think your last game was as well, wasn't it? Was it Pontypool?
I honestly can't remember my last
Pontypool
game.
Pontypool was the first game.
Pontypool, yeah.
And then your last game was Newport?
Newport.
Newport in 1982?
Yeah, I used to get all the fun games for some reason. It was certainly, it would have been.
Yeah. Why was that your last game?
Well, I'd been playing for the police. It might have been just after that. Yeah, I played for the police on the Wednesday following that. And I got kicked in the head. And I was having horrendous headaches. And about the same time, I just got divorced, I think. And I had custody of my young son, who was 5, Rupert. And I'd been warned that this head injury was quite serious. Oh. And if I got kicked again, it could be even more serious. So I thought, well, I just can't risk.
No.
You know, that responsibility, I can't risk carrying on playing. And just in case, so I stopped there and then. I just stopped. I went to the club and thanked them, you know, for a great time and all the rest of it. And I didn't go near the place again then for years. It would have hurt too much to go back.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a way of life to me, Gloucester.
Yes.
Being captain for 4 seasons at United, I was on selection committees and all the rest of it. And training and everything else. So I just walked right away from it. I didn't go back at all. And it's not until recently that I've gone back, since the former Players Society forum, that I've gone back on any regular basis at all.
Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, certainly the social side of it is brilliant. Yes, meeting all the old mates. And you get together and it's the same group of guys that get together when you were playing, really.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, chat to everybody else, but you just pick up as if you were still playing. And the stories are the same and you still have the same bit of fun and a bit of old nonsense, you know. And we go and watch the game, but back in the bar afterwards.
Yes, of course.
Another chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's... It's a good thing.
Did you... you obviously gave up playing at that time. Were you involved in rugby in any way after that?
Not for a couple of years. I went coaching the police then, police team. In fact, after a couple of years, I think I captained the police seconds because we were in 2 or 3 sides then. And I was still fixture secretary for the police.
That was still the county police.
County police, yeah. So I carried on doing that for a few years. And then I think I had a few games for Stroud Nomads or Goths. But I wasn't training or anything and getting stupid things like hamstrings, which I didn't know existed until after I retired. So I just caught it a day then, and then didn't do anything at all. Not even. I think I played in one vets game for Gloucester up at. Where do we go? Skegness? Up there somewhere. Which turned into another battle. I think we got booed off the pitch. And that was just like it had been when we were all playing.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. But no, that was it then. I didn't have anything at all to do with rugby at all.
What haven't we asked you that you expected us to ask you that you've thought about preparing for this?
I don't know. You've done a lot really. I've managed to sort of slip some of the old stories in. Oh, I remember this is nothing to do with that really, but just a story playing up at Kidderminster back in the early days. It was the day that the Barbars played the All Blacks when Gareth Edwards scored that fantastic try.
Oh, right, yeah.
And we'd had a vote on the way up to come back straight after the game or just have a drink and come back. I don't know, say 6:30, whatever. I can't remember the time. Rugby special used to be on in the evenings then. So we settled down to watch the television, and the committee said, "Oh, the bus is going." He said, "Well, we're watching the rugby." So off they went. Came back in, "The bus is going. We're watching the rugby." So the bus went. And we were stuck in Kidderminster. So he said, "Right, you boys got to go now. We're shutting the bar." He said, "Well, we can't. We haven't got any transport." So, we'll have to. Well, how are we going to get back? So they went and found us a minibus. So that brought us back to King's Home. Of course, we just got out and said goodbye and left the poor driver to go and find a committee man in the club to pay for the minibus. Naughty boys.
These things happened. They were good fun.
They certainly were. And then we used to think it was always, I don't know why, good fun to leave somebody behind. So we'd stop the car, stop somewhere, and off we'd go and leave them. And we left somebody up in Leicester or something. Used to leave people all over the place. Well, this was when I was United captain. We stopped on the way back from Bristol for something or other. Might have been a loo break or something. Anyway, they went without me and left me. So, buggers. So when they got back to King's Home, I was already stood at the bar having a pint. We commandeered a lift and got back before them.
Perfect. That wouldn't have been anything to do with your police contacts, would it?
Might have been. Along those lines. The Ways and Means Act, let's say.
Yes. I think I've heard of something similar before.
Well, I think that's about exhausted all my little repeatable anecdotes.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry, for talking to us.
It's a pleasure.
A pleasure for us too.
Very much so. Thank you.
Good.